Let me talk to you a little about what it means about when you decide to keep a problem that you have identified for your case to yourself and not letting your attorney know what's going on. Now, I'm going to tell you, I have this phrase that I've told clients before. I said, here's the concern that I always have, is that invariably there's a point in the time where sometimes a client will feel that they are in the best position to represent their own interest. Now, if you're doing that on your own, that's fine. But what happens is that if you've got an attorney and their job and their purpose is literally to represent you and zealously advocate on your behalf, if you basically are treating yourself like, I'm my own attorney, I can handle this better than they can, the problem is that you'll make decisions based on what you think is best that may not be consistent with what the law says and what your attorney knows is best. So I stress that to tell people this is what typically, and this is how it typically folds out, flies out. Something jacked up happens. You know that if you tell your attorney that, unfortunately, it may result in them telling you some bad news. It may result in them telling you you may have to drop your case. It may result in them telling you they have to get out of your case. So you make the calculated decision that you're going to keep it to yourself because in your mind, you've decided there's not a chance that it's going to come up. Then all of a sudden, something in your file pops up that alerts someone. And let me just be clear, and most attorneys will tell you, it almost always happens. Where they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions, whatever intention you had to keep this bad piece of information to yourself has now sprung up. The attorney is now scrambling to have to deal with it. You've now put the attorney in a very difficult spot. And now they're having to make calculated decisions about whether they can effectively represent you any further. So now all of a sudden, something that you chose to not tell them has completely blown up in your face because you made the independent decision that you felt that it was in the best interest to not share this information. Don't do that. And I've always been a firm believer, like, look, you hired your attorney to help you with the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you've got some new piece of information that lets you know that your circumstances have changed to such a degree that it may be bad for you, the reason you hire an attorney is to give them the ability to evaluate that information and to advise you as to what is the best course of action for you. So you want them to be able to say, okay, this is what we got going on. Oh, this is what happened. Let me tell you how we should address this or what's the best thing to do in order to address it. You have hired your representative for that particular purpose, that they're there to help you navigate those landmines when those landmines present themselves. Don't take it upon yourself to make the independent decision that, you know what, I can do this by myself. They don't need to know about it. Because if you put them, and I've seen this happen, it's happened to me, where you're putting the attorney in this very powerful position of having to make some very, very unpopular decisions because you put them in a compromised situation. If they would have known in advance, they could have helped you craft a strategy that could maximize or at least kind of soften the blow of that bad situation. I say all this to say, before you decide to keep that information to yourself, if you got a representative, somebody who's representing you in your case, I don't care what kind of law it is, you hired them to deal with these situations. Tell them so that this way they can advise you for the best course of action for you. So this way your situation is not made worse when somebody finds this out by surprise.